School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. The Wacky News by Mac Rogers, directed by Guy Yedwab. Live from Radio Coat 24-hour newsroom, February 7th, 2015, at the Secret Theater in Long Island City, Queens, New York.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm looking for... Oh, shit, you're not live.
Are you Deborah?
Please say that me barging into a random room without even knocking wasn't broadcast for the entire...
We're not live, I swear. You must be Deborah.
Yes, exactly. Wait, how did you recognize... Did I send in a tape?
Oh, I probably... It was probably a sound file off your Node 3 or something.
My what?
Your website. Website, right?
Are you asking me if website is a word?
Hi! Tom Nito.
Deborah Park. Well, you know that, I guess. You've heard
absolutely,
my
Node. Absolutely, of course. So, thanks for coming in.
Hey, I'm grateful for the opportunity. Comedy's not exactly a growth field,
Now, basically, how this is gonna work. It's just gonna
I'm sorry, is it really called The Wacky News?
You don't like the name?
Sorry, the name's fine. Just please continue.
All right, well, see, how this is gonna work is, I'll read you a story from one of the wires, and then I'll play this sound. Which means I'm turning it over to you to make a wacky observation. Sound good?
So you want me to make wacky observations?
Isn't that what comedians do?
Hey, you know what? Sure.
Then let's get rolling with the wacky news. You'll be on this mic right here, and I'll be opposite you, if that won't throw off your wacky game.
No, it won't throw off my wacky game.
All right, here we go. First up. President Obama today laid out his most ambitious national security strategy yet, saying the question is not whether America should lead, but how. Alongside expected elements of the strategy, such as taking a firmer stance against terrorism in the Middle East and Russian aggression in the Ukraine, National Security Advisor Susan Rice also made a commitment to less conventional areas of security, among them climate change, cyber threats, global disease, and extreme poverty. Now for the wacky take on this news, Deborah Park!
Okay, I'm into it. So, all right, so... Basically, what we're seeing is new plan. America will now fix everything. America will now fix all the things. But doesn't it seem like we should finish fixing one thing before moving on to all other things? I feel like the strategy is like if your boyfriend was suddenly like, "So, sweetheart, I was thinking I'd fix the vacuum cleaner, then use it to clean the apartment, then comparison shop OBGYNs in your network until we find one you like better, and then buy us a house."
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time he's been talking, you're looking at his socks that have been on the bathroom floor for 11 days. So I guess what I'm saying is, baby steps, America.
Great, great. You're off to a great start. Now I...
did you hear that?
No.
Okay. Are you all right?
Next story! TurboTax. America's most popular do-it-yourself tax preparation software has announced that it has temporarily stopped processing state tax returns due to a spike in fraudulent filings. Intuit, the company behind TurboTax, is working with security company Palantir to solve the problem. Deborah Park, give us the wacky.
I mean, honestly, my wacky take is I want to bail on this audition right now and figure out what the hell I'm going to do because actually I already filed, you know, with TurboTax. So partly I'm freaking out that I might be going to jail for something I didn't do, and partly I'm freaking out that if I need to suddenly put aside more money for an actual proper accountant, then I'm fucked because I completely haven't. And partly I'm freaking out that I got myself hooked on such an infantilizing service that I find myself in this corner in the first place. And I bet if this were really live, there'd be a lot of people listening who are feeling the same panic and maybe don't want to hear me crack the more like TurboTax joke that my brain is refusing to come up with right now. Wow, this sentence has gotten really long, and I promise if you give me this job, I won't say fuck on air. And now I just need to breathe. What is that?
I didn't hear anything. On to our next story! Supporters of the Islamic State, sometimes known as ISIS, today claim that an American aid worker held hostage by the militant group has been killed by a Jordanian airstrike. Jordanian officials state that they are highly skeptical of ISIS's claim, and indeed, the report of the hostage's death could not be independently verified. Deborah, make it rain wacky up in here.
You want me to be wacky about that?
Lay those yucks on me. That's how you say it, right, yucks?
That is like the least funny thing I've ever heard. Isis is all, sorry about your hostage, that's Jordan's bad. And Jordan's like, remember how we don't believe anything you say on account of you being Isis? And meanwhile, the family's not even sure if they're supposed to start crying or not? That's like 0% wacky. Contains no wacky.
Give me the wacky.
What is that noise?
I demand your wacky take immediately.
You know what? Fuck this audition. I'm out.
Sit down, Deborah Park. This is no audition.
What the hell is that?
What you're hearing is an interference pulse. It interrupts the live signal that's been broadcasting since you
entered
this room.
Live signal? Wait, what?
I've been broadcasting this audition live on as many radio frequencies as my instruments can supersede. Your wacky takes are on every car stereo, in every store. Congratulations, Deborah. Today, comedy is a growth field. You just became famous.
Who are you? Is your name really Tom Nito?
That was the name of the unaugmented version of this body. Post-augmentation, I am identified as TN_13.
Augmented?
I am a cyborg from the 22nd century. My unspeakably wealthy bosses sent me back in time to destroy your reputation before your activism inspired a populist movement that brought down their corporate oligarchy. The chimes you heard were my master signaling me from the future to intensify my efforts.
The future? Where they have nodes instead of websites?
Precisely!
And the plan is to destroy me with wacky tapes?
To get you to tell shallow jokes about very serious subjects. To get you on the record in front of the global public being flippant about incredibly sad things. So the recording of your gaffes will follow you around forever and no one will join your movement!
Okay, now I'm definitely leaving.
I don't think so. Now you're trapped in this room, and I'm turning off the interference signal. And we're back. Next story. Police have found 60 bodies in an abandoned crematorium in the Mexican resort of Acapulco, officials say. Local media report that neighbors became suspicious of the smell late on Thursday and called police. The bodies of women, men, and children were found perfectly embalmed and ready for cremation, officials said. The crematorium reportedly shut down a year ago due to bankruptcy or failure to pay debts to creditors, the prosecutor's office said on Friday. It is located in the state of Guerrero, not far from the town of Iguala, where 43 students went missing in September. Thus far, authorities do not believe the cases to be related. Now drown me in the wacky, comedian Deborah Park. I know you can do it.
You know what? It is funny. Or it will be. Tragedy plus time, right? Especially if you think about what plus time really means. Because there's nothing funny about 60 families right now wondering if their loved ones, instead of being cremated, got dumped under a deodorant bath of lime in an abandoned, mismanaged crematorium. And there's fucking nothing funny about the combination of petty government corruption and mercenary gang sadism that led to the murder of 43 students. If that is actually what happened, since now we know half the confessions that case was built on were elicited from torture. That's right, folks. Don't just listen to the wires. Go online. Dig. There's usually more to the story than can fit in the 5-minute roundup, and none of it's funny. What is funny, though, is us. Us. This broadcast in 10 years. When people listen to it with the kind of camp contempt reserved for something like Reefer Madness, and what those future people will be laughing about, is why did they mention the 43 students at the end of the story? Iguala's not near Acapulco, it's over 120 miles away. The story's broke 5 months apart. The only reason we threw that little do not believe them to be related nugget in there when we know perfectly well they're not related is to make Mexico seem like a huge, nuance-free, undifferentiated mass of crime instead of, you know, a nation with people living in it. It'll be one more mirth-tastic example of the way America used to be, and I really hope I'm right about this, used to look at the world through gunky, greasy-ass glasses that hadn't seen a pre-moistened lens wipe in decades. The fact that we're saying this shit today is a tragedy. But add time. Add in some time. Give us all time to get better, and I promise you, it will be hilarious.
Oh, oh my God. Oh my God.
Problem?
The switchboards. They're lighting up. My futuristic instruments tell me that calls are pouring in. People want to know who you are. People want to meet you. People want to hear what you have to say over and over and over again. Who is Deborah Park? I think.
Yeah?
I think I made you. I think my coming back in time is what made you who you became.
I don't know what to tell you. Predestination's a bitch, bitch!
This has been The Wacky News by Mac Rogers, directed by Guy Yedwab, presented by Radio Code, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Aaron Halani Chung and Edward Reyes. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagne. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.